Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are so many things business leaders need to do. Business leaders need to positively control the situation, whether it's sales, whether it's employees, whether it's dealing with vendors. Now, I'm not talking about negative control. I'm talking about moving things. I'm talking about getting things done. I'm talking about having the knowledge and the understanding of exactly what you expect from someone so you can direct them, so that you can understand when they're not doing it well, so you can get the results that you want. But there's another side of this that many business people just don't look at, and that's the word no. As a business owner, do you know how to say no? You know, so many business owners are passive-aggressive. It doesn't help your business. It doesn't get you to where you want to be. Here's an example. You call someone up, and you say to them, this is who I am, and you know, I really would like to speak with you about showing my product to you. I think it would be a great value to your company. I just need a few minutes of your time. And they say, well, that's really great, but, you know, call me in a month. And you call them in a month, and they go, who are you, and what do you want? Call me in another month. And you call them up, and they go, who are you, and what do you want? No, I'm not interested in that. They just didn't have what it takes to really lead, to say no. You know, thank you for your phone call. I'm not interested. When someone says no to me, you know what I say to them? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being honest with me. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for not wasting my time. That's what I'm thinking. Thank you. You need to say no. You need to say no when an employee is not doing their job well. You need to turn around and you need to sit down with them and you need to say, let's talk about your job description. Let's talk about what you're doing. Let's talk about how you can do it better. You are not performing well. You know it. I know it. Or maybe you don't know it. But what you're doing is very important for the company, because all positions are important from the company, for the company. Whether it's someone who answers the telephone, whether it's sales, customer service, someone in the warehouse, someone driving a truck, every person is more important. You need to understand when to say no. Someone calls you up and they turn around and they say, you know, I want you to do this particular service for me. The answer is no, I'm not interested. Why waste their time? Why put yourself in a position of absolutely being passive-aggressive? Be aggressive, you know? Tell these people what they need to know. Tell them whether you're interested or not. If you don't do that, then you're not going to be in a position of, you're wasting your time. You're wasting their time. You don't want to do that. You don't want to waste people's time. Time is too precious. You can be thinking of other things. And there are people that will go, well, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. It's not about hurting someone's feelings. It's about being in a position of clearing it off the table, getting rid of it, putting it behind you so that you can do other things. This is Howard Lewinter, and you know, no is a magic word. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a word that should be used when it's appropriate, and you will find that you'll be better organized, you'll have more time in your day, and things will be just as you would like them to be in your business. And this is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.